Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle mood on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
a flip-flop. Boots are heels. Just want a pair of boots tonight. I got the notion blues. Yeah, I got the notion blues. Yeah, I got the notion blues. I need the shoes on my feet.
Good luck and happiness, and I just couldn't wait to Hello, everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday, same time every day, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. You just heard some of Bethany Caudell's music. You can go check her out at Bethany, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, C-A-U-D-I-L-L.com, and find her music and her schedule and everything that she's doing. You can also find me at Amanda, D-O-W-E-L, psychic-healer.com. To check out events and things that are going on there as well. We also heard from the Beach Boys and some of Celine Dion's music too, Glad to Be Alive. So that's really cool. Today, my special guest is from Florida, and she is a private investigator and also an intuitive, and she's very awesome. I enjoy having Marcia Shulman on my show on Mondays. She is just a joy to always have on, and we connected so well when we met at Angel DNA Healing, a class that we took quite a while back, and so it's going to be cool to chat today and see what Marcia is up to let you know some things that are coming up with me, and you can also, like I said, check out Bethany as well. We're going to be doing the St. Louis Holistic Fair, March 24th. This has been going on 3 Saturdays, and it's going to be at the Chesterfield Mall in Chesterfield, Missouri, downstairs near the food court, kind of by Dillard's. It's going to be 10 a.m. to 5. We have a lot of cool stuff there. Then we're going to be doing the Spring Craft and Vendor Show, April 28th, 10 a.m. to 4. That's going to be at the Moose Lodge, 2705 Veterans Memorial Parkway in St. Charles. Bethany is going to a gospel show in London, Kentucky. It's going to be the Bowling Family Music Fest. That's going to be exciting, coming up in May. And then I've got a couple of fairs in Springfield, Missouri, the third annual Springfield Metaphysical Fair, May 11th and 12th. You can check that out online, 910 West Battlefield in Springfield, Missouri. And the Natural Healing Arts Fair coming up in Springfield, Missouri at the Shrine Mosque. That's going to be really cool. So you can check some of that out on our websites there. You can go to our schedules and check all that good stuff out. So the call-in number today is 347-237-5339. You can hit 1 on your keypad to talk to us. And before I bring Marcia live, I'm going to talk a little bit about Marcia. Like I said, she is an angel card reader. She is a private investigator, which is totally cool. You know, so she does facts, and she also uses her intuition, which is totally neat. She's a shaman. She's also worked with people in the U.S. and also Canada. She's got phone clients, and she works very well with giving healing sessions and theta healing and so many, many things that Marcia is gifted at. It's just amazing. So That's my guest today, and you can also email her at Marsha, M-A-R-S-H-A dot Shulman, S-H-U-L-M-A-N at gmail.com. You can also find her on Facebook as well. And you can find me too, Amanda Dowell with one L, so you can check us out over there too. So again, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. We'll be taking your calls the second half of the show, and you hit one on your keypad if you want to talk to us. Otherwise, I don't know if you want to talk to us or not. And you can also ask questions in chat or in the chat room if you have them as well. So I'm going to bring Marsha live now and see what she's up to. I'm looking forward to it. And there we go. There's Marsha. Hey, Marsha, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I had quite a week, though, of ups and downs, and so I'm really happy to say everything is copacetic today. I'm doing great. I had a medical issue that I had gotten a number of opinions about from, you know, medical personnel, and of course, I was led to believe that it was really serious and that I needed to have it biopsied and blah, blah, blah. But I chose to get a second opinion, and I saw the doctor who I had gone to for that on Friday, and he told me it's nothing to worry about. In fact, if you were to have a biopsy or you were to have it removed from your eye, it would end up growing back. So he said it's far enough from the retina, you know, or the iris that you don't have to worry about it. You can live forever with it. It's not malignant. It's just a growth that, you know, comes with dry eyes. And he said, you know, if I were you, I would just use eye lubricant, you know, the over-the-counter drops, and, you know, don't give it another thought. So I am so grateful. And the thing is, my angels kept telling me, listen, it's nothing to worry about. You know, you don't have to have surgery. And yet, you know, the second doctor I'd gone to, who the first doctor had referred me to, he wanted to, you know, put me in the hospital, do a biopsy, blah, blah, blah. But
wow.
I am so thankful that I, you know, insisted on a second opinion, because that was, you know, that was the voice of reason. And I'm just really grateful. And also that I listened as well to my angels rather than, you know, blocking them out thinking, oh, the medical doctor is God, you know, I ought to listen to him. But
right.
I just had this feeling in my stomach that, you know, I just didn't like him. I didn't like his, the whole feeling I was getting in his office. And so I'm really thankful I listened to my gut on this one. Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing you listened to your gut. I'm really glad that you did and that things got a little bit better than, you know, what you had anticipated in the beginning. It sounds like, you know, movement forward, that's really good.
Oh, yeah. But when I went to the second opinion, but the third doctor's second opinion, I really, you know, had my intuition reinforced as well, in that, you know, he said he was the voice of reason. There's no other way to say it. He said he told me what it was. He said it's nothing to worry about. In fact, if you were to have it operated on, it would be likely, or it's very likely, you would get an infection and it would grow back. So he said it's not interfering with your eyesight. It's not, you know, causing you any problems. It's just there. Just leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep.
Well, that's great.
So
I'm just
blessed.
Glad that you're on your feet and you're blessed and, you know, there wasn't anything you really had to, you know, be concerned about. That's wonderful.
Yeah. And, you know, I think about, you know, here it was a week of my life that I was worried about and just not, you know, sort of up in the air until I saw him. And I think about people that can go even longer periods of time dealing with an issue that, you know, they get varying opinions about. And, you know, their gut may be telling them, their inner voice may be telling them, you know, that it's nothing. But we think, and I'm not putting doctors down, but we think in terms that they're God and they aren't. They're human beings, mm-hmm. just like us. And yes, they have maybe more education in the medical area, but they don't necessarily know it all. So, and then there's the other side of it where I'm firmly convinced that the second doctor who wanted to have me go in the hospital for a biopsy on my eye, I really believe that he was more concerned about, you know, being able to make more money from the situation than from, you know, really my best interest. And comparing him to the next doctor, the second opinion, he was thinking in terms of me as a whole patient and not in mm-hmm. what's going to put money in his pocket.
Yeah, I think that when we can listen to your intuition, like what you did,
exactly.
You kind of knew that it was headed that direction, was what I was going to say. You were going to say something,
right.
too.
Yeah, what I was going to say is that, you know, this doctor was more concerned about me, you know, as a human being, rather than how much money he could make from, you know, putting me in the hospital and doing a biopsy or whatever. He wanted himself a customer, because now when I, you know, go for my eye appointments, I'm going to make an appointment with him. There's no way in heck I'm going back to the one doctor who referred me to the second doctor who I didn't like and who wanted to put me in the hospital for a biopsy. And then I went to get a second opinion from the third doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, you know, it sounds like you're definitely on the right track, because when you listen to your intuition about who you're going to, I think that is an important thing that, you know, we need to do when we're working with stuff like that. We need to, you know, follow what we feel is good and follow what, you know, makes us feel good, not what makes us feel kind of, you know, ew, like, that doesn't feel right to me, you know, and you'll know the difference.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, I did listen to my intuition, and I'm really glad I did. So now I can put that behind me and just deal with, you know, maybe as the last doctor said, just use over-the-counter lubricating drops. You know, it's as simple as that. And so I mm-hmm. actually had some in the apartment that I had bought a couple of months ago and never opened them, but I bought them and I, you know, I started using them and my eye feels fine.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you listened to your intuition and that you're feeling better and that you're doing really good, because I know those things can be really scary. Sometimes you don't know how to react, and sometimes they try to put fear into you, too.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. And the fact is, had I gone with the doctor who wanted to do the biopsy, there was a greater chance of, you know, losing my eyesight or having an infection if I had done that. And it just, you know, to me, I'm just really grateful that I sought another opinion and then was able to choose between them. So, yeah, life looks good right now.
Well, that's great, Marcia. Grateful. You know, I'm so happy that you were able to, you know, get an opinion to feel better about where things are going, and that now you feel like everything's on the right track now, because that can be a very hard situation, you know, to get yourself into. And I understand it's hard.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, today I'm feeling blessed. I feel grateful, you know, all those positive feelings, and the bottom line is, as you say, I listened to what my gut was telling me, and I'm so much happier, you know, coming to the conclusion that I should believe the second opinion, which is that, you know, it's nothing, just treat it with lubricating drops. So,
absolutely.
All is well.
And I think that when we listen to that, and when we feel like, you know, we're listened to and we're validated with stuff like that, I think that it's a much better situation. And I know some people don't like those kinds of things, and I like the more holistic method as well, but I also understand that sometimes bigger things happen and you have to have a surgery or what have you, and those doctors come in necessary in that situation. But
right.
I'm kind of like you. Let's do all we can holistically and maybe energy healing wise if we can. So, you know, I see the purpose in what they're there for, but I also love how you said, well, I'm going with this doctor's opinion because this is what feels right and this is what I'm going to do. So that's wonderful.
Right. Yeah, and when I asked the angels, my angel said, you don't need a biopsy. It's fine. You're good the way you are. It's not, you know, it's not the first doctor's opinion. So, yeah, I think each of us in some way do face situations like this. Maybe they're not exactly the same, but we have to question, you know, what a doctor says to us. And we have to remember they're not God. And I'm not necessarily putting down the medical profession because I think they do very valuable work. But on the other hand, you know, we also have to listen to what our gut is telling us and also what, you know, what feelings we're getting around what they're saying. And if we don't agree, seek out another opinion and another medical opinion. And sometimes because we think God, we listen to them and do what they tell us to do. And it's not always the medical procedures and whatnot that they want us to go through aren't always in our best interest.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think also that, you know, like you said, you know, intuition and things like that will really mark, you know, where you go with that. And sometimes you may be going a totally different direction than, you know, where you're led. And, you know, then there's all those miracle stories and things that you, you know, find that happen because the medical doctors aren't God.
Exactly. Yeah. And, but the main thing that I got from this, it's just to listen to what my body's telling me. And I was definitely getting a negative feeling about the doctor who was the one that wanted to do the biopsy. And I can't put my finger on what it was, but from the moment I got to his office, it was like, no, I was feeling very, very ill at ease about the place. And then when he came in, and he didn't talk much, but he examined my
mm-hmm.
eyes. Well, first of all, he wanted to know why I was there, which is kind of creepy. you know, when I made the appointment.
You wanted to know why you were there.
Why
wow.
I was there. So the whole thing from the moment I got there to the moment I left was uncomfortable. I didn't like the energy I was picking up was so negative. So yeah, I couldn't.
And Marcia, don't you think that's how you sort of figure out whether it's good or bad? You listen to how your body feels and you listen to what your intuition tells you.
Yes, 100%. You're right. Yes, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, and then how you felt in the office and how you felt about the results, you know. I think that we have to listen to ourselves and even just kind of go in and really ask ourselves, you know, does this seem right? I mean, you know, just from your experience and what you've said.
Yes, for sure. And it operates even on a more elementary level. I'm sure that just like I've had experiences where I meet someone and I love people, as I've said on the show before. I love to be with people, to meet new people and to, you know, be in a group of not even like-minded people, but just people who are, you know, have energy and are they're not clowns. They're smart. They know what they're doing. They may not necessarily think the way I do, but I love hearing, you know, other opinions. But I don't, when I meet someone, I generally listen to my gut, and if there's something about their energy that is off, if I'm picking that up, that their energy is off, and, you know, I just back away and not really engage with them. And so I think
Absolutely.
That is the most elementary part of this that, you know, others in the listening audience can relate to. You know, that when you someone that your energy just doesn't match, okay, it's time to, you know, walk away.
I think
and
you're right.
Real.
I think that's wonderful because you know. So that's great. That's great advice.
Yeah, and it can be in a zillion and one different situations. It can be in the work situation. It can be in social situations. It can even be, you know, where you start dating somebody or, you know, meet someone at a party and, you know, they seem to be interested in you, assuming you're single. And, you know, things, you may be attracted by their interest in you, but if you're getting a little bit of a negative feeling about it, listen to your intuition for sure. Just walk away.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that.
Yeah, and I mean, personally, I've been in situations like that where, you know, there's, you know, people, guys especially, that I don't necessarily know, and it may be in a party situation, it may be in just a general social situation, but if I'm getting the feeling in my gut that and off about this person or something that sends up, you know, alarms in my head, it's best that I just walk away. I just, you know, don't engage in a conversation with them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So are
Absolutely.
We going to listen?
Absolutely, that's very smart.
Yeah. So are we going to take some callers?
We sure are. We have some listeners that have called in. So we're going to take a really quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to take calls. And I'm sure you'll be ready for that. That should be really, really fun.
Yes. I look forward to it.
I love, you know, working with you, and I love taking the calls the second half and We'll be right back after this commercial break. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Marcia Shulman. She's out of Florida, private investigator, angel, card reader, healer, shaman. You know, she's great. She's talked to people in the U.S. and Canada and given them great advice. So you can call in at 347-237-5339. Hit one on your keypad if you'd like to talk to us. If you have a question and want to text, you may do that as well. And we will be right back after this commercial break. You can find me at Amanda Dowell, psychic-healer.com, or starway@hotmail.com. You can find Marcia at marcia.shulman, M-A-R-S-H-A-S-H-U-L-M-A-N, at gmail.com. And you can also find us on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L, and, of course, Marcia, M-A-R-S-H-A, Shulman, S-H-U-L-M-A-N. We'll be back in just a moment. Like I said, if you've called in and you're listening and you want to ask a question, please hit one on your keypad so I can know you want to talk to us. See you in just a minute.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
I could see clearly now. Gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is the rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. Look all around, there's nothing but blue sky. Look straight ahead, nothing but blue sky. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Here is the rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. Oh, bright, bright, sunshiny day. Yeah, it's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. Bright, bright sunshiny day. Yeah, gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright. You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a girl insane. You roll my world, oh what a thrill. Good, such a gracious creep, balls of fire. I laughed and looked at you, thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I changed my mind, this was fine. Good, such a gracious creep, balls of fire. Kiss me, baby. I love you, should. You're fine, so kind. Gotta tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. Chew my nails and twiddle my thumbs. I can move, but sure it's fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, creep balls of fire.
Okay, we are back with WGGM Radio. We're going to start taking your calls now. I'm going to bring Marsha back, and we're going to get started. Welcome back to the show, Marsha. Okay. Oh, we don't have Marsha yet, so we'll get there. Here we go. There's Marsha.
Hi.
Hi, Marsha. Sorry about that.
No problem. I was lost in Netherlands.
Well, it's what's going on is the system is a little slow, and I can blame that on Mercury retrograde because apparently it's this week. So the system was kind of deciding. It's like we might bring her on, but we're not sure. So it was going around in a circle, and I'm thinking, oh, that's not good. We need to get Marsha back on the line so we can take some callers and questions.
Here now.
That would be really, really good. Yeah. So anyway, my first question comes from Angela, and she wants to know about her housemate's lady friend. She wants to ask if she will be moving out anytime soon. She's spoken with the girl, and the girl seems to be aware of that. She can't continue to live there. And her housemate has been in the hospital for the past week and a half, and she thinks he's had a talk with her about moving out, and she jokingly said to her that when he gets home, he might kick her out. She also claims that he has never asked her for rent. Bottom line, will she be moving out soon? And she's glad that you got your eye issue resolved as well.
Oh, thank you, Angela. Woman already was gone, and she should be out because I thought that her landlord told her to move, you know, a month ago or so. So if I'm incorrect, I apologize, but I thought that's what I understood, that he had wanted, he didn't want her there and wanted this other woman to move out. You can tell Angela I'll talk to her possibly after the show about it further. But she should be moving out.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. That's kind of what I felt was the same thing you did. So that's a good sign. And she says, okay, we will talk. So that's great. We're going to go on to our next caller and see how this goes, we're going to go to area code 267 if we can get them to come on. This is acting up and freezing, so we'll see what happens here. Unfortunately, it's just like it's stuck, so I'm hoping that we can make some headway here and it's going to work. Because I hate it when we get to points where we can't get to people. But Marcia, that was great with Angela, that you're feeling that she's going to actually get somewhere with that and, you know, move forward, because I think she will. And I think that the landlord did tell her ahead of time. So
right.
That's awesome feedback. I'm going to go in and read another chat question while I'm trying to get this thing to work. And this is coming from Anne Marie, and Anne Marie wants to know if the dating site she's currently on is a good place to meet people, to meet someone.
Unfortunately, I'm getting no. And, you know, I've had my own issues with dating sites in the past. And to be honest, I think it's very hard to find one that has legitimate. It's not that the site itself is bad; it's that bad people utilize it, someone into a relationship for the purposes of extorting money from them. And if I was Anne Marie, I would definitely not try to meet someone via the website.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I've never tried eHarmony, but I have a single friend who still lives in Miami who has met several men from eHarmony, and it's been, you know, a legitimate way for her to meet people. But the other websites, there's always a chance that who you're interacting with is not a legitimate person. And
mm-hmm.
I think I've told your listeners in the past, you know, I was scammed one time, and I really would hesitate to use a dating website. I never tried eHarmony, so this is not anything against eHarmony. They may be more legitimate than the others, but I stay away from the dating websites.
Yeah,
I
would too. You have to be really careful with those, and I know that from, you know, past experience as well. I mean, some of them are good and some of them are not so good, as you would know. And I think we have to take precaution in it. It's kind of like what we talked about with, you know, the doctor's office and how many opinions you got. You know, I think it's wonderful that, you know, you had one refer you to another one, and then that one, you know, you didn't like, so you made a decision to go somewhere else. I think that's kind of the same thing. We have to listen to our intuition and determine whether it would be good enough or not to, you know, go that route and do what we need to do. And I think when we listen and we listen to our guidance and our angels and our help, I think that can really help us in the long run.
Yes, there's just too many people out there. You know, as women, there's too many men out there that are on some of these dating websites not for the purpose of, you know, finding a relationship. They are looking for unsuspecting women who want to be in a relationship, and they use that emotion, the men use that emotion to snare them. And once they've got them attached to, you know, emotionally attached to them through writing and everything, that, or even talking on the phone, that's when they finally take them in and you know, perpetrate a scam on them. So
absolutely.
I think
that's more common than back then. You know, I will say a long time ago, I've heard that, you know, it really wasn't that bad. You know, I mean, I've even met some good people a long time ago. I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about eons ago before they started, you know, scams like begging for money and things
mm-hmm.
like that they do. And then they're really overseas and they're taking advantage of you. That's where you have to be really careful. I mean, it's common more now than anything.
Right. I think that after being a single woman for many years now, 15 years, my view is the best way to meet someone of the, you know, opposite sex is through either groups sponsored by organizations, you know, or churches, or sometimes
absolutely, yes,
different dances and whatnot sponsored by different groups or get-togethers, I guess is
right.
What they call them. But,
you know, you're safer when a church hosts like a dance or a meeting or something,
exactly.
Because when you go to something like that, it's safer. Now, I will say when I met, you know, people like that, just, you know, say they were a person I had met online and I jived with them okay and I got a good vibe, I went to a public place, you know, because you really can't get to know the person at a movie or what have you, but you meet them in a public place like a restaurant or, you know, maybe even McDonald's or Sonic or something. I mean, I know that sounds like, oh, goodness, that's bad for you, you know, the food. But, I mean, I would meet somewhere in public where people can see
exactly.
you, even Whole Foods, you know. Even if you're
right.
going organic and you're doing Whole Foods, meet them out somewhere where you know that they're speaking the same kind of language you are and that they're doing really well. Now, I know my best friend from grade school, this has been years ago before all this stuff got really bad, and I mean, I'm sure it's been around anyway, but you're hearing more of it now happening on dating sites where they're scamming people. But she met the love of her life on eHarmony, and that's great. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm happy for her, but you have to be careful too and really use your, like we talked about, your intuition.
Yeah, at eHarmony in a different category though, because you get to know someone a little better through all the questions you have to fill out and all that. But
mm-hmm.
some of the, like Plenty of Fish and some of the other internet-based websites are perfect platforms for the less scrupulous people to, you know, to find women to perpetrate scams. It's unfortunate that it's come down to that. And I, you know,
absolutely.
Years ago I met this guy. I've never met him in person, but we met on one of those dating websites. And I never wanted a relationship with him because he was way too young. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, we would chat offline, you know, off of the website. And, you know, whatever happened just sort of petered out. I mean, we never saw each other in person. And then all of a sudden the other day I get a message from him on Facebook. He found
oh, wow.
me on Facebook. And so, you know, we had some chats going back and forth through Messenger. And, you know, I finally said, listen, I'm not going out with you. You're too young. You know, just
too
leave
young.
Me alone.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he was
good. I'm
not
glad
the
you said something.
Me harm. And, you know, I mm-hmm. talked to him long enough and I had talked to him, you know, a number of times in the past when I lived in Miami. But it's just ironic that he didn't give up. He found me on Facebook. So,
Well, he wanted to push in progress and see if he could get a relationship. But you know, if you know just inside yourself that it's not going to work, or you know that intuitively, then that's something you should really listen to. Are you ready to try to take a caller, Marcia? We can try again.
Yes, if it's working, sure.
Okay, it should be working now. Area code 267, you're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
I'm glad you got through.
Okay, my name is Donna. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Oh, okay, good. My name's Donna, and I had a love question, whatever. I was dating someone whose name's Ergin for a while, and all of a sudden he stopped texting and everything, and I went to his house and everything's okay, but I had a feeling he was seeing someone else. I mean, could you tell me, is there still feelings there, or is there?
So, you know, I know this is going to be hard to hear, but I'm getting that there are not feelings anymore. Whatever he felt has sort of receded, and he may be in another relationship. Yeah, I'm getting that he is. But he was too chicken to tell you. And, you know, that men are, at heart, the majority of them are chickens. And they just stop calling. They stop, you know, interacting, texting with us. And because they don't like being the bad guy and saying, you know, I've met someone else or whatever. So, you know, instead of driving yourself crazy trying to engage with him through messaging or texting, I think you just need to pick up your big girl panties and move on, because mm-hmm. there's not seem to be interest there anymore. And you would save yourself a lot of heartache just to, you know, put it in your past and move forward.
Right. Well, I had a feeling he was doing this all along, even when we were together. He's from another country, and I think this woman's from another country, too, when it's a long-distance thing.
Right.
And he done it before with the same person, and I think it never stopped. I don't know.
Yeah, he doesn't really know what he wants in life, and you know, he thought, you know, that you were someone very nice and you were interested in him and interesting. And, you know, he's not worth any more energy of yours. Just move on. You're going to be a lot better off.
Okay. Do you think he's had this in him the whole time? Like he was just not very good person. I mean,
yeah,
in the first place.
Yeah, I'm getting that. That's his usual MO, to have several women going at the same time, and it feeds his ego and his sense of, oh, you know, he's such a man that he can have several women wanting him at one time.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. Do you see anybody coming my way soon?
Actually,
I think there's somebody coming in the spring, you know, like maybe around April.
Oh, okay. And someone new, someone I know?
I'm getting yes. Yeah. It's somebody you know.
Yeah, I got a yes, too.
Oh, okay. Any inkling of a name? Like,
no, I'm not usually very good coming up with names. But if somebody...
Yeah, I'm not getting a name either.
What I'm getting is that someone that you know on the periphery that, you know, you know who he is, but you don't know him well. And he's been attracted to you for a long time, but he's shy and he doesn't quite know how to let you know that he's interested in going out with you. But he's going to start coming around in your sphere, you know, a little bit closer to you so that he's going to make himself known.
Oh, okay. Maybe the name is Mike. I don't know. Okay.
Actually, I'm getting that is the right person, the correct name. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because
there's a mutual attraction, I think. I'm not sure, but he's been hurt before, and he's kind of gun-shy, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, our next caller is area code 619. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
Hello?
Hi. 619, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, hi.
Hello? Do you have a question?
Hi.
Yes, I was just wondering how things look in the future for me. I've been seeing a lot of, like, death visions and stuff like that, and I don't know what any of it means.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that last part. You're seeing a lot of what kind of visions?
Death visions.
Death?
Yes.
Around you or someone else?
Oh, well, I'm not sure. It's just like images to me, like visions or dreams.
Is there anyone around you in your sphere of, you know, in your circles, family circles or friendship circles that are sick?
Are you still there? 619? Okay, I think their call dropped, so we'll go ahead and go to our next caller, which is area code 415. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
Hi. You hear me?
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Hey, we can hear you.
Hi, it's Annetta.
Hey.
Hello. Well, I don't even know where to start because, gosh, I have a lot to say today. So I wanted to say something about the whole eye thing and the doctors and all that. So Amanda knows I'm a medical intuitive, so I wanted to kind of tell you some things that I was getting. So yeah, your eyes are fine, like your second opinion doctor said. And so my view, and this is my view on doctors, is that they definitely are not God.
Exactly.
They're trained in a very faulty system that's financed by the pharmaceutical companies, and there's a reason they go the way they do. It's not that they're bad, it's just that they don't know differently. They don't get any training or almost none, depending on the medical school, in nutrition. And food, you know, Hippocrates said way back, you know, food, let food be thy medicine. And food really is your A number one thing to heal yourself, that and your attitude towards yourself. And so, you know, believing that you can heal, because a doctor can never heal you. Only you can heal you. He can give you advice, he can give you some help, but he can't heal you. They never heal you. They never heal anybody. So, but they can assist, you know.
Right.
But your biggest thing is you and what you eat. So I just wanted to tell you that, and you might want to look this up, to really focus on some foods with lutein and zeaxanthin. Okay, those two things.
Right.
And also vitamin C and vitamin E are really good for what you've got going on. But the short thing of this is that dark leafy green vegetables like kale and spinach and stuff are really the highest levels of both of these nutrients. And they can really help your eyes heal and help with your dry eye situation. And the drops are a really good idea, by the way, to not further abrade your eyes. Because originally, it's an abrasion that starts these little lumps in your eyes. It's a little, your eyes are dry, you get a little abrasion, and then there's an irritation that starts to build up. So the special eye drops for dry eyes are good. And then kale, spinach. But if you're you know, wondering, like, between peas and carrots, peas, it kind of leans towards green, but squash is also really good. Allium, anything in the onion family has sulfur and stuff in it, that's good. Anything in the cruciferous family is good, but like Brussels sprouts are higher than broccoli. But you can look all this stuff up, but I'm just saying that corn is one of those things that will help too. Highest ones are kale and spinach. But essentially, if you, any of these fresh things, even, you know, red peppers have huge amounts of A and C, which is also important. So any of these healthy things, you're going to do better, but lean towards your dark greens and your really bright colors, intense colors. That means there's more nutrients there for you. And you can look up those two nutrients and see which foods have the highest you like, you know?
So right.
I just wanted to say that because it's really you on your healing journey. And I'm glad that you didn't have your eye cut on, because that's, you know, that can go wrong in a hurry. And then beyond that, you can heal yourself entirely and you can reverse things, but you have to believe it and you have to support it. So that was all I wanted to say about that, unless you have a question.
No, thank you for confirming. Yeah. And actually the things that you mentioned that are good for it are things I normally gravitate to and eat. You know, I eat a lot of salads that have spinach and carrots. I love carrots. And so I do normally eat a lot of that. And I, you know, I was thinking about the other day, I was thinking about doing some psychic surgery on my eye to remove it, but I didn't get to it. It was kind of a busy weekend here, but thank you for that input. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
If you're going to eat something that's not a vegetable, mostly vegetables have the biggest amount, but like salmon is also really good for the eye. So if you're going to eat a fish or a meat or something, you know, that's the sweet potato, you know, anything with this really bright color is kind of your guideline, you know? So.
That's funny, because I intuitively, when I went to the grocery store, bought this beautiful sweet potato, and I baked it, and it was so big I couldn't eat it all in one sitting, so I divided it into thirds and had it the other night, and I have the other two halves in the fridge.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I don't know where you live, so what kind of market?
She's in Florida.
Okay. Well, maybe you do have it then. Some of the markets that are have like varieties of potatoes, for example, a purple. Do you have a Korean market? They have this purple potato that's actually fuchsia when you cut it open, like a magenta fuchsia color.
Right.
Vitamins and Japanese yams that are cream color, kind of mahogany color on the outside. They're so loaded with nutrients and they're so delicious. I mean, unbelievably good. The Japanese yams are just like, you know, addictive. So there's all kinds of stuff like that if you go to a market besides just your regular grocery store and find some of the varieties of things, you'll find even more colorful food, you know? So,
yeah, sometimes I go to the Earth Origins market, which is a more of a health food type market, and I buy some of their potatoes there. But I don't like white potatoes, so I mostly gravitate to the sweet potatoes.
Mhm. But what I'm saying is, there's all kinds of other ones. I mean, like if you go down to Colombia, there's 100 varieties of potatoes at the market. You know, they're all different. We just have like here.
there's a lot of potatoes. Yeah, the purple ones I'm familiar with because I've bought those too. They're magenta, as you say.
Yeah, there's the purple yams and there's the purple potatoes. But anyway, I just wanted to say that because it's so important that people realize that they're the ones that are really the ones that can heal themselves, you know, not the doctor. The doctor can only advise you and maybe assist you, but can't heal you. So you're it's up to you.
Right. I believe that. Yeah. I definitely do.
Yeah. And I got it, and I checked in, and I got the same answer. You're on the right track. So just wanted to confirm it for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. So I do have a question, and I also I don't want to get into it because I don't want to take up too much time, but, you know, the earlier caller, Anne Marie, about the dating thing, I have a really different view on that, and I don't want to, like, take up all the time and talk about it right now, but I will say that I have 23 years of online dating experience, and I could write the books on it. I was a beta test member back in 95 when .com was only in San Francisco. And I can tell you, I've seen the ups, the downs, the good, the bad, the ugly. And again, it's up to you to know what a scam is. But I will say in short that the thing is that I've met fabulous people and had only one bad date in 23 years. I have met incredible people online and never had, and my bad was just which is weird and creeps me out, but nothing happened. But the thing that people don't tell you are what you should be paying attention to. So notice if there's something missing or if they're very vague. They don't meet in person soon. They're hiding something. They're hiding behind a screen. They're doing something. So that's, and I could go into more detail, but I won't. So that's what I was saying with that. But I have a question.
Yeah, that was my experience when I was scammed. I kept wanting to go out on a date. When are we going to meet? And he put me off. Also,
yeah.
The same thing happened to Anne Marie. I had talked to her offline a few weeks back, and her experience was also the same.
Yeah. Well, back before they had. Sure. I'm like back in the dark ages when the screens were black and the print was green, you know, and there were no photos, there were no search engines. I mean, I'm talking way back. Like, I found that, you know, people could hide things, and they didn't necessarily have to put their weight. For example, one time I found myself on a date with a 400-pound guy, and I understand that I weigh 100 pounds. I don't want a 400-pound man.
Right.
That's not going to work with lifestyle. So, but it was, you know, one time I ended up on a date with a guy who, this is really early, this is like 23 years back. Actually, not far. But, you know, a guy who was like twice my age. Like, I wouldn't have to date someone twice my age. I'm not interested, but I asked the right questions. That was my learning curve, and luthily I did that. But that's the thing, is to antenna up. Most people, I would say most people are actually good, and I also would say that on the dating site, paid-for dating sites, more authentic people than free ones. The free ones are loaded with scams because anybody can get on. You know, people aren't. And so watch what they say in their profiles. Are they really interested? Or do they just write two sentences, you know? Are they just
right.
Or write two sentences and it's very vague? Those are the ones to stay away from, you know.
Right.
Tell you who they really are or what they really want. Anyway, so I still have a question. Sorry, I'm taking up a lot of time.
Okay, go ahead with your question.
You're fine. You've got a lot of helpful information and, you know, we appreciate you helping out Anne Marie and helping out Marcia. You know, you've got a lot of insights there and a lot of good information.
Yeah. Oh, well, I also forgot to say about eHarmony. So I've done all the different ways of dating sites and really, I'm not kidding, I could write the book. I don't like eHarmony, and I'll tell you why. Because eHarmony leads the whole responsibility up to Germany. You don't have any autonomy in it. And they screen everybody. That's something you can do. But Germany consistently matched me with people that were not good matches, and they match you. You don't have any say who they sent you. And they match me on some levels, like morally and ethically, but other things were just completely so far off, you know, you'd never on your case because you know how far. So I was really disappointed. And I talked to dating coaches and stuff, and they said the same thing about eHarmony. I know it has worked for some people, but I think it's not the best avenue, my opinion. But
right. Well, I wasn't advocating them specifically, but they do have some advantage over the other websites in screening, you know, some of the scammers out. That's what the only reason I mentioned it.
There are some other websites that do have an authentication process or a process that lets the other people are real. But I'm telling you, if you don't have the brain, you can figure it out pretty fast. You know, I mean, it's like, just give information that's personal stuff until you know what you're dealing with. You know, like, use common sense. Meet in a public coffee house or something and tell your friend where you're going. You know, you have these little backups. And honestly, I've never had to use them, but I need to put them in place. You know?
You keep going in and out, so can you state your question so we can hear it better?
Okay. So my question is about my cat. I asked the same thing. I have a cat that disappeared 6 weeks ago today, and I'm very concerned about him. I live on a boat, and he got off the boat and onto the dock, and I had reports of him running around the dock for about a week, and then he vanished, and I don't know what happened, and he's just, yeah. So since you do private investigation, I thought you might be able to help.
I don't think my private investigative work is going to much help in this situation, but I can tell you based on my intuitive part of me, I'm definitely getting that he was taken in on another boat, and he's taken up with whoever took him in, and he's in good shape. He's, you know, not being mistreated. He's being well fed. And he's living on this boat primarily. And unless you happen to be back on that same dock, you know, when they're in at the dock, then I'm getting that you probably won't be able to find him.
Okay.
And
well,
so they're telling me what you should do is put out a post around the marina and on that any place.
Hey, Marcia.
She's done that.
And I remember last time you spoke with her, you said he was definitely coming back. And I've had others tell me the same thing. That he's on a boat and he's being well fed, and I do feel like she's still going to get him back. I still think he's going to come home.
Yeah, I remember the caller. I remember her, and I am still getting that he's coming back. It's just, you know, he's because he's being well fed and well cared for. There's not the same impetus, you know, that. If any animal is kept against its will and is mistreated, of course they're going to get out at the most opportune moment when they can break free. But because he's being well-fed and well-kept, you know, there's not that same urgency to get away. And I would just talk to as many people at the particular dock where you put up the notices. You know, there's people that have their boats there, and they may not be there when you're there, but they, if you, you know, talk to as many people as you can, somebody will have seen him. They had to have seen him.
Well, I did have a lot of people reporting having seen him. They all reported him at about 1 o'clock in the morning running around. I actually had a friend who said that they thought he got on their boat and was running around outside of the boat, you know, just romping at like 1 in the morning. But that all disappeared after 1 week. I mean, and it's been 6 weeks today. So the last 5 weeks, there's just been zero sightings, zero calls. I mean, people were calling and texting me because I put signs up everywhere. I put like 30 posts up. So, yeah, so just it's weird because we live in such close proximity and boats aren't exactly, you know, private. You know? So
right.
It seems somebody would see him, but nobody has. If somebody has them on their boat, they couldn't have missed the posters everywhere. You can't get in and out of this marina without seeing his face, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so that's where I am. So I guess we're at the same spot.
So do the people that have seen him, can they describe, or have they seen him near a particular boat or on a particular boat?
No, well, one of them saw him sitting on a boat when he was sitting there taking a bath, and then he jumped off and walked up the dock. But all the sightings that I've had reports on are on E dock, and I live on A dock. The sightings have been on E dock, and there's a lot of liveaboards on E dock, but the boats are very small on E dock. They're 25 and 35 foot slips. Out of the big boats, you know.
Right.
So, some of those people live on 25-foot sailboats, and that's a tiny boat to live in. I mean, it's really tiny. So I can't imagine
right.
that he's that happy in something like that because you can't
right.
run around or do anything, you know.
Yeah.
In my boat, you can. If you're a cat, you can run, you know.
Yeah.
So are you thinking he's being held against his will?
I don't think he's against his will. I think maybe he's more, he's just complacent. But,
right.
See, that's kind of, when I see him going, oh, food, you know, like he's really happy to have food. It's like he's going, ooh, somebody's giving me food, and so I'm going to stay right here because I'm getting my food. But
that's
I feel
exactly
like he's going to be
picturing.
Back home. Yeah, because I see him and he's like, ooh, that looks good. Marsh, I'll have to send you a picture of him because I can see him making faces going, oh, that food is so good, yum. And then he's like, I need to go home. He kind of gets that idea, and I think he makes it back home. That's what I really feel.
He has love food, and he's a cat.
He's a beautiful cat.
Oh wow. I don't know what to say about this. I would have thought that somebody would have seen him at some point, and I don't know. From my own past experience, we had a black cat when I was growing up who left home and disappeared. We were heartbroken. We don't know where she went. And then, gosh, it was many months later, a black cat showed up on our doorstep. And, you know, we weren't quite sure it was our original cat or not, but it
looked like her, had white spots in the right places on the black, totally black cat, except for under her chin. But to this day, I honestly don't know if it really was. Oh, beautiful cat. Yeah. Oh, she's
beautiful.
Isn't he beautiful?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, that's he, Roscoe.
Gorgeous.
You know, I think he gives off something behind him. I think he has a guardian angel. I'm starting to kind of figure this out because somebody called him a she one time, and I'm going, he must have a really strong female angel behind him. And that's the reason why some people get a feminine energy off of him somewhere, because you can tell he's a male.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. He's definitely a male cat, but he's one, I mean, I have a lot of cats, and he's the one, people walk in the boat and they're like, oh, Roscoe, I mean, everybody's all over Roscoe, you know. He's
yeah.
a very lovable
Everybody
cat.
Loves Roscoe.
Mm-hmm. Not that the rest of them aren't lovable, because then, you know, they notice all the rest of the cats.
No, all of them are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm still getting that he's going to come back, and... You know, I
do.
Okay, I'll just keep waiting for him.
He's coming back.
The reason I asked is
that he's coming home.
I don't believe to keep up because it's really hard. It's been really hard to stay positive with this and believe he's coming home. You know, it's just tough.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So. Mm-hmm.
But, Amanda, you're getting, too, that he's coming back?
I have since I've talked to him. I think that, you know, I talked to him, and he knows he needs to come home. But I think that what's really going on here with Roscoe is, you know, he thinks like most cats, which, you know, when they see food, they're like, oh, yeah, let's go, food. You know, and so that is his mentality. He's like, yeah, let's go. The food is here. Yum. And then I think he's going to wake up and say, I'm ready to go. But I can see him, you know, making those faces like, wow, they're leading me and it's food. So that's what's going on. And that's very believable because that's his personality.
Yeah, he's
right.
Right. He's like his mom. He takes after his mom. He's a foodie.
I'm still getting that he's healthy. He's, you know, there's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
No harm has been done to him. And
because the first part was just so awful because sometimes animals fall into the water and can't get back up on the dock and they drown and it's just a dreadful thought. Or if someone was mean and kicked him off the dock or, you know, because he's friendly. He's really friendly. And
mm-hmm.
I had these horrible, you know, nightmarish thoughts and dreams for weeks about this. So just to hear that he's not in that position is good. You know, like, I just need reassurance, basically.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting that he's fine. There's nothing untoward has happened to him, and he's being well taken care of, being fed, being treated right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll save my other question for another time, but I have to hear about I keep asking the same question, sorry.
That's okay. You're concerned about him, and he's your buddy, and I get it, so. You know, we're all praying for him to come back. You know, we are, and we're holding thoughts that he will get motivated to come back. But like I said, I think it's just the food, and he'll come back. And I know you're worried about him, and we'll just keep light and prayers around him.
Okay, thank you. And I know that a couple of weeks ago, I had the knee surgery for the other people. I came through the knee surgery, and today's my first day home. Home on the boat because I couldn't get on and off the boat, you know, because of the knee surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So it went well, and I had all the hardware removed. And I have lost the pain in my leg that I've had for the last 9 years because the hardware was a problem. So,
wow.
I just wanted to say that I'm very grateful, very grateful.
So, I'm really happy for
you. And you went on your trip like Marcia told you to do, too. You went on your trip, and it was very successful, and you had a lot of eye-openers there, too. So Marcia was, dead on that, too.
Yeah. I think Marcia, I don't know if you remember, but I was debating whether I should go to Houston for this trip.
Yep.
And, yeah, I did go, and it was really great, and it gave me a lot of direction and guidance and information that I really needed to have. So that went really well. And the knee surgery went through without a hitch, other than I thought I was going to be back on the boat in like 4 days, and it was more like 14. But other than that, it was...
Well, I think I had told you that I thought knee surgery was a little more involved than even hip surgery, and even the recuperation from hip surgery takes time. And it took about 4 months, and I was pretty much back to normal. So since knee surgery is a little more involved, just take it easy as far as do only what your body allows you to do, and it will get better.
Yeah. Well, I was positive about this because I had such brutal knee surgery 9 years ago. It was. I was in a wheelchair for a long time and had a huge brace, and it was so bad. And so I thought, well, this is going to be a cakewalk, But what I didn't know is that orthoscopically ended up opening up my knee, and it had quite a bit of work done on it that no one could have fixed because of all the hard work. Couldn't get a clear MRI, couldn't see what was happening until they opened it up. So
wow.
I had a more involved surgery than I had expected, and it's good because they did it all in one shot, But
right.
But that I underestimated what they were doing. That's part of it too. Yeah. So anyway, but it's all good. I'm back. I got back actually late last week. Happy to be home.
Good. Well, I'm glad.
Yeah.
And I hope the rest of the recuperative period is just totally up, downhill. I should say not uphill, downhill.
It's good. I could almost dance a jig. I just can't put any weight on my knee. I can't knee or anything.
Right.
But I can walk pretty well. It's amazing because all of a sudden yesterday my legs started working. I was like, wow.
Well, that's good. That's good that you're up and around and you got energy and you're doing good. And, things are just on their way to getting better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
well,
really
thank
happy
you
guys. For you.
I appreciate
you're welcome.
Both of your inputs and the longer, longer term ones we've been able to check back in and all that. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Good health to you.
Thank you too.
Blessing.
I want your eyes to.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, well, we're running out of time, actually, and I hate that because we've had some callers, so we're going to have to maybe try to book you again, Marcia, and then have you come on again because the clock's running out.
Okay. Well,
so we're going to go ahead and end the show. Sorry for those of you that didn't get in, but, tune in next week and find out when Marcia's on, and you can also, email Marcia at Marcia.Shulman, Shulman at gmail.com. Right, Marcia?
Yes. Thank you, Amanda. I've enjoyed being on.
I have enjoyed you, and you can find Marcia on Facebook as well and myself. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. Thank you again, Marcia, for coming on.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
All right. And you can email me at star, S-T-A-R-W-A-Y-A, at hotmail.com. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll do it again soon. Blessings.
Back to the years that go wondering once again. Back to the Mama told me why she stole. Now my coat of many colors.